Well, of course, the main thing was it had a higher speed, underwater speed. It had a speed, maximum speed of 60 knots, and its endurance was considerable. It had a higher displacement, of course, and it had a new sonar, called Nibelungen. And with this sonar, you were able to detect with active impulses and by passive hearing, you were able to detect and to follow the course of the target. And that was new for us because in the old submarines we had only a listening device, GHG called, and that was very for the passive part. It was very, very good. We could hear the noise of propellers of convoys 30 miles away, but we were not able to send active impulses. That was not possible. So I think the combination sonar, high speed, underwater speed, and the long endurance submerged was a great advantage compared with the old type of submarine.